AP News for this Saturday, February 4th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. government's downed that Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of the Carolinas and is now working to recover as much debris as possible. The Pentagon, which refutes China's claim it's a weather balloon, says it took action earlier this week to stop the giant white ball from collecting intelligence as it flew over nuclear silos in Montana. Former CIA analyst Gail Helt says it looks to her like a fishing expedition by China.
They can actually get better, to some degree, and more broad coverage than their spy satellites can. And they can also test how the United States is going to react.
The controversy prompted the U.S. to cancel a weekend trip to Beijing by the Secretary of State. The Democratic National Committee's voted to change its primary calendar for next year and put South Carolina at the top instead of Iowa and New Hampshire. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn says he's heard some grumbling from New Hampshire, but
which is most important? Being first?
Adding,
this is about winning in November.
In New England, they're feeling the chill. Several hypothermia cases treated in Boston. In Connecticut, this woman, Robin Esposito, says they were below zero overnight with single digits in the daytime, and it felt cold going outside.
Like you're hitting a solid wall of cold. It's freezing.
Mount Washington in New Hampshire recorded a record low of minus 47 with a wind chill. It was minus 108 degrees. There's a growing online conspiracy theory using the tagline "died suddenly," comments on social media and on GoFundMe pages, with followers making baseless claims people have died suddenly from the COVID vaccination. This is AP News. Pope Francis continues his African tour.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. Pope Francis made a plea for peace in South Sudan as he began a mission Friday to the world's youngest country. Francis cited years of war and clashes on the eve of his arrival that killed 27. The Pope's visit to South Sudan follows his visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A highlight of his Congo visit was a rally in Kinshasa, where Francis led 65,000 young people in a rousing denunciation of political corruption. Recent demand for a psychedelic tea called ayahuasca has led to the formation of hundreds of what many call psychedelic churches across the U.S.
Federally, ayahuasca is still considered a Schedule I substance.
Dr. Selena Subaya is a researcher at Columbia University.
It is largely illegal.
Church organizers argue a 2006 Supreme Court ruling protects them from prosecution. Its popularity has increased in the West, in part due to celebrities sharing their experiences. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.